Hello, everybody. Yes, you got it. Cal Banyan here, calbanyan.com. If you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now because in addition to this video, we've got many, many, many other videos there with all the support text, support links, images that just make these videos much more valuable. And today we're going to talk about, you know, there you are, you got your client coming, everything's peachy keen, and you're going through your process the way you go through your process, and all of a sudden life happens, as Brenda says, because she's the one that came up with this topic. And she goes, you know, all of a sudden there's like this big thing that happens in the client's life. What do we do with that? Do we keep them on track? Do we adjust? That kind of stuff. Speaking of Brenda, let me tell you about Brenda Titus. She works here at our center. She's a 5-path trained hypnotist. She is very, very busy. She does so many clients. She's proof that 5-path works, 7-path works, the secret language of feelings work. You can go from classroom to clients just like that. I think it was like a week to 10 days from the day she graduated to the day she saw her first client. And you know what? She's got a bachelor's degree in sociology, a master's degree in criminology, and I just could not be prouder of her. Besides that, she's sweet, she's smart, and we're just glad to have her. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm thrilled to be here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, seeing people, helping people, and especially when, you know, like we said, when life happens, what in the world to help keep them on track so they can achieve their goals. But before we talk about that topic, I'd like to introduce you all to Cal Banyan. Cal Banyan is the hypnosis celebrity and authority in hypnosis that works. He's received almost every major award in the field of hypnotists given by the National Guild of Hypnotists. His books, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, as well as The Secret Language of Feelings, have truly made him an authority in real transformational hypnosis, hypnotherapy that works. Cal's appeared on television and radio promoting the use of hypnosis as well as The Secret Language of Feelings. And he's produced over 450 videos here on the internet available to give you all tools and training, motivation, and hypnosis techniques so that you all can be a part of the best of the best. And Cal is one of the trainers of the best in our profession. He's somebody that experts in the profession come to for education, guidance, assistance, especially where it comes to, like I said, hypnosis that works, 5-path hypnotherapy, 7th path self-hypnosis, and I'm very pleased to be here and be working with him here on this podcast when we talk about what to do to keep our clients on track when life happens. And Cal, this idea came to me actually recently because I was in the middle of life happening with one of my clients. We were doing great. She'd come in for a couple of sessions. We'd done forgiveness of others. We'd done 3 sessions. And in between our 3rd and 4th session, a very close family member died unexpectedly, nowhere on either of our radars. And I kind of had the, oh my gosh, now what? And so it really got me thinking about that. You know, our goal is to help our clients actually deal with major life issues. But what do we do when something so completely unexpected happens so that we can stay on track or, if necessary, alter track so that we can best help them? So what do you think about that, Cal?
You know, one of the things that is most important at this point, and that is that they keep coming in. And if you haven't really built a solid relationship with your clients where they've already seen that they're feeling better, that they're doing better, and that you are a true helping professional, if you haven't done that work, then what happens, these major life crises come up and they just disappear. So I want to commend you, Brenda, for being that kind of person where the clients would keep coming even when life happens.
Thank you. And that is exactly why we want to talk about this, because, you know, that is such an important part of all of this, because the reality is, I mean, this is life, and sometimes something happens, a truly unexpected kind of thing takes place, maybe a diagnosis of an illness, sudden unexpected death, a trauma like being a victim of a crime or another disaster, an accident. And there's two kinds of things that can happen here. One, we may lose the client for a while. Maybe while they're in the midst of dealing with the situation, you know, their time, their money, their energy is out dealing with the situation. But that's why we want to be sure that we've developed that great rapport, great relationship, so then we can be flexible, be kind, be supportive, have that relationship developed so that you can let them know when they're ready to return that you'll be there and that you know what to do to help. I do think it's important to let people know in a situation like this, you're probably going to need more sessions than you had originally planned because, you know, as much as we want to be on course, this change, this situation may impact the work that you've already done or the direction that you're going to continue going. But definitely assure them you know how to help, you're there for them, be supportive, and be ready to help them whether they start, continue immediately or they take a break and come back a little bit later down the line. How about that, Cal?
Yeah, the idea, I think what you're trying to get across is that you have to be responsive to this kind of thing. And not reactive, but responsive to really work with the client, think it through. Because sometimes their priorities may shift. They were coming in for stop smoking, and now they've got, oh, you know, other issues might come up, like if it's their mother or father that is having a medical crisis or has passed away. Maybe those issues have all now come to the surface to be worked with, and so this I think very responsive approach that you're suggesting is the way to go.
Exactly. Now sometimes life happens because of the work that you're doing with your clients. And I do want to make note of that really quick as we move forward. Sometimes, you know, you're helping somebody with smoking cessation or weight loss or whatever, and their confidence is boosted, they're feeling good. Maybe they get a new job. Maybe they have a change in relationship status, a breakup or a new relationship. These changes might not necessarily even be things that you were working on before, but here they are and they may come to the forefront. So we want to be, you know, aware of those things too. Sometimes life happens outside of the sessions, completely separate from anything. And sometimes it's because of the work that we are doing. But we want to talk about next, what do we do when they do come back or when they continue after life has happened? Now, the reality is that some clients are going to try to kind of split things off a little bit. They might just say, you know what, I want to separate myself from this new situation, separate from the work that I was already doing. Maybe it's too fresh, maybe it's too raw, or the reality is maybe their initial goals that they come to see you for are so important that they don't want to lose sight of that. So how about that, Cal?
You know, as you're talking about that, I'm also thinking, you're 100% right on that. One thing I also, sometimes when you're working with a client on something, they may feel the need to initiate a major life change, like to leave their husband or boyfriend or adopt a child or get pregnant or whatever. And I really caution them, let's not make any major life-changing decisions until we're through this process. Because 5-Path, you know, we really get into some deep stuff. And when we get into some really deep stuff, we kind of stir up some emotions. And people might, for a short period of time, be, unusually highly influenced by this emotion stuff that's going on. So I tell them to delay, you know, initiating any of those major life changes too.
Such a great point. Yeah. You know, let's do the work. Let's get you really solid. Let's, you know, have you be in a great place and then move forward, especially after we've done some really great work. And, you know, because in the end, I mean, we do have to be prepared for the fact that, you know, just as much as sometimes clients may say that this new situation, they don't want to deal with it, you know, in session. Sometimes, you know, they might have come for smoking cessation, but now they're really here to deal with whatever major change has taken place. You know, it might be that in the end, this new situation truly takes precedence. And so it is something we got to be, you know, flexible. We don't want to assume, you know, you know, what they say about making assumptions or assuming, right? So we don't want to assume what is best for the client. We do want to sit down with the client when some major situation has changed and so we can be flexible so that based on their goals, their needs, we're giving them the best session that we can. The reality is sometimes we may need to slow down, you know, helping a client, you know, deal with their stress level, given the situation, maybe doing a little bit more of a gentle work before we're doing big, deep types of processes, especially, like I said, in a situation, you know, with a death or major trauma, you know, we want to kind of let things settle in a little bit before we continue too much further. And of course, the reality is that sometimes we may have to redo some of the work that we have already done. Exactly why you might need more sessions than you'd originally planned. Maybe, you know, like in my situation where I was already at, you know, forgiveness of others, you know, with this client and ready to move forward. The reality is, you know, going back and doing some more age regression may be necessary, going back and doing more forgiveness, release of the person who had died, doing a little bit of grief work, just so that we could even move forward. So ultimately, you know, the key is, you know, really being ready to go anywhere. You know, I always remind people, you don't know really what you're going to do with the client until they actually show up in your office that day. And sometimes I'm making the decision in between the pre-hypnosis interview and I'm literally walking over to the hypnosis chair and I'm saying, yep, I'm altering course right here and right now. And that happens. We need to be flexible. We need to know our stuff so that we know what we're doing so that we can adjust and alter course to be the best that we can be for our clients and help them be the best that they can be as well. How about that, Cal?
Very cool. I want to accentuate about what you're saying. A lot of people, you know what, they get this plan in their head. Next week, I'm going to do this. And then the client comes in and everything comes out of their mouth, if you're listening, is that it's not time to do this. You need to maybe move forward or stay where you're at a little bit in your process, like Five Path. You know, maybe you have to redo some age regression work, or maybe you need to do more direct forgiveness work. Or maybe it is time to move on to forgiveness of self work. And so absolutely don't get stuck in your plans. It's good to have a plan, but you got to be flexible too. Also, real quick, I don't think we mentioned enough, helping clients through these difficult times is an ideal place to refer to using what they're learning in the book, The Secret Language of Feelings. If you've got clients who are interested in reading, get that book in front of them. Also, in addition to that, if they're not readers, or even in addition to the reading work in The Secret Language of Feelings, have them go to the website tslof.com, thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com. Either one works. tslof.com or thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com. We got tons of information on there. I even have some podcasts on the topic. All right, Brenda, you ready to wrap it up?
I am. I wanted to finish up, and Cal mentioned this earlier, but I wanted to reiterate it. Probably the most important thing to remember is how important your client rapport is. If they feel like you can help them, they feel comfortable with you, that when the time is right, they will either return or to deal with these unexpected issues, or they will continue moving forward with you. And I just think that is so vital to this entire process, is that client rapport. Because when a client knows that they can, you know, trust you, feel comfortable, have that way of working with you, then they will, you know, come to you for a variety of issues, including dealing with the issues that happen when life happens. So thank you all so much for joining us today. I hope that was an interesting topic, gave you some things to think about, because, you know, sometimes we just need to be aware of the fact that these things can happen and what do I do, and remembering always to be flexible. So have a wonderful week, everybody. Look forward to seeing you next time. I can be reached at ochypnotherapy.com, as well as on Facebook at Healing Path Hypnosis, or on our Hypnospace as Brenda Titus. And or always you can leave your comments down below. I'll be happy to hear from you there as well. So we will see you all next time.
All right. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you for a dynamite topic. And let me just tell you guys, want to see you in class. We've got our next class is January 18th through the 29th, as I'm looking at my schedule. We have another one at the end of March, beginning of April. Please check our website right here on calbanion.com for early registration specials. We also have viewer specials from time to time. Like if you want to get trained in 5-Path, at this moment, I believe we have the 5-Path 2.0 DVD certification course on special. Save hundreds. All right, get our schedule, all of our upcoming classes here on calbanion.com. And February, let's make plans. Let's get together, hang out at the National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend. I'm going to be there talking about the revolutionary time tunneling technique, and Erica is going to be talking about marketing your practice. You know, Erica from here, and also Celeste Hackett, who is our first co-host, is going to be talking about how she's making a six-figure income from her home office doing hypnosis. That right there is good enough reason to go. All right, that's it. Wrapping it up, Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.